Schools in Vermont open next Tuesday. Most are adopting hybrid operations, and schools and parents are in the final week of preparing for the new system. On Wednesday evening, Burlington Mayor Merle Weinberger hosted a forum on reopening the Burlington school system to discuss the district's readiness and take questions from residents. A task force has been working since April to plan for the reopening of Burlington schools. The 16 members created 12 work groups to coordinate with unions, students, city officials, and others on the needs and concerns regarding reopening schools across the city. Superintendent Tom Flanagan says there is a remote option and another hybrid plan that will have students attending either on Monday and Thursday or on Tuesday and Friday, with all students remote on Wednesday.
90% of our students chose the hybrid model. And so I think that just shows the will of the community to return to school in person. About 10% of our families chose the remote option. Obviously, health and safety is our number one priority. And so we are really prioritizing making sure that we have health and safety precautions in place.
Class sizes will be smaller, with desks placed 3 to 6 feet apart. Air purifiers have been installed, and ventilation systems have been checked and cleaned. Some classrooms have plexiglass barriers to separate individuals, and outdoor learning is being emphasized. University of Vermont Larner College of Medicine pediatric infectious disease specialist Dr. William Raska presented data showing that in areas with low prevalence of COVID-19, there has been little transmission in schools. He said Burlington is in a great position to reopen schools because Vermont's overall transmission rate is very low.
We want to make sure that if you're ill, that you don't enter school. This is going to put pressure on families that sometimes children will go to school with a runny nose or something, but we have to make sure that nobody ill enters the school system. Inside the school, we have to minimize transmission, so masking is going to be important. All children are going to be required to wear a mask unless there's a developmental or medical reason not to wear that. The teachers will be wearing masking. We're going to use physical distancing. We're going to avoid congregating in indoor facilities like gymnasiums or cafeterias. Hand washing will be important. Of course, we're going to identify those people who might be infected and isolate.
Residents typed in a number of Zoom questions for the panelists on daily operations during the pandemic. Some residents wondered how quickly schools will transition from the hybrid model Burlington is adopting to full in-person instruction.
Hi, Karen Turner. Secretary French indicated that schools would likely be going to step three right away, like in 2 weeks. And so I wondered how Burlington schools were going to handle the physical distancing in that scenario with all kids back at school.
There are three steps in the guidance for returning to school. Step one is fully remote. Step two is this hybrid remote. And then step three loosens some of those restrictions. The important thing to know is that moving to step three doesn't mean that we are directed or given the green light to immediately go into full in-person instruction.
A link to the video archive of the forum on reopening Burlington schools is at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.